Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Of the nearly 10,000 people experiencing homelessness on any given night in Sacramento County, roughly a third are women, and 15% are families with children. We know these numbers have spiked to a record in recent years, but the issue of homelessness has long been part of our community, which means there are organizations who've been providing support and resources to the most vulnerable during their darkest moments. One of those is Women's Empowerment. The nonprofit has been helping unhoused women and their children for more than 20 years, support that includes career readiness, health resources, child development, and tools to regain stable housing. This week, they are celebrating their latest graduating class at the Transformation Gala, and there is opportunity for you to chip in and help as well. Lisa Culp is the Executive Director of Women's Empowerment and joins us now. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Vicky. Thank you.
Let's go back 22 years ago.
22 years.
Why did Women's Empowerment begin?
Women's Empowerment began as a program of Mary House at Loaves and Fishes. And I was working there, and I kept hearing the same stories from women about how grateful they were for survival services, but how they wanted a pathway out of homelessness for themselves, but mostly for their children. And I had just returned from working 10 years in Nicaragua, and I couldn't understand why there were so many women and children homeless in Sacramento. Because in Nicaragua, despite the war, there were no homeless children. There were no homeless families. And so I started holding focus groups with the women, and they came up with a blueprint of what would help them get back into housing, get a job, and make sure their children had opportunities that they didn't have. And so my job was to go out into the community, get people who could help teach the skills that they needed, and help build that confidence so that they could get a job and create a healthy lifestyle and regain a home for themselves and their children.
And in that time, you've helped more than 1,700 women, 3,700 children in the Sacramento area, and they're called graduates. In what ways does your nonprofit help?
So the initial program is a 9-week job readiness and empowerment program. They learn to suit up and show up every day. We provide on-site childcare. We provide transportation assistance, and we provide a professional clothing closet. So during those 9 weeks, they really begin to change the way they see themselves. We actually have storytellers come in, and they tell a story, and then they ask them who they relate to in that story. And at the beginning of the 9 weeks, they relate to the victim in that story. And understandably, 86% of the women who come to Women's Empowerment have experienced domestic violence. Most of them experienced abuse as children. So then they come back towards the end of the 9 weeks, and they tell another story. And they ask the women, who do you identify with? And at that point, they identify with, you know, the protagonist, the author, who can climb any mountain and ford any stream. And they've at that point, write their own biographies. On the walls of Women's Empowerment, we have the biographies of women of history, but we also have the biographies of 1,837 women. It's pretty amazing.
Down to the last digit.
That's right. And over 4,000 children.
Wow, that's incredible. I mean, given that, I mean, we've had this conversation multiple times, including at the start of this show, when it comes to the number of individuals that are experiencing homelessness and are unsheltered, it has reached a record in Sacramento. How does this demand change the work that you do?
A couple of years ago, 3 years ago, pre-COVID, women could get entry-level jobs and afford an apartment. Now they need to make $32 an hour and have a credit score of 640 to qualify for a one-bedroom apartment. So seeing that, it became very clear that we can't just prepare women to get a job. They have to get a career that has upward mobility. And so we began choosing employer partners that were both recession-resistant, because so many women got laid off during COVID, but also had upward mobility so that women could afford housing. And the third piece of that was we have just launched our own transitional housing program. We have 24 absolutely adorable freestanding cottages in a gated community with gardens, and the women who are living there are working. And so they've got 2 years to increase their income, rebuild their credit, begin a savings account, and be ready to enter market rate housing.
Wow, that's incredible. I mean, when you talk about the barriers to even getting into a one-bedroom apartment, and these are not only just women, but also women with children as well, and what you need to make an hour, $32 an hour, which is, you know, more than double what the minimum wage is.
That's right.
You also make a point on your nonprofit's website. You include trans women and people who identify as non-binary. Mm-hmm. How has the need for these residents, how has that changed and grown and evolved in the more than two decades you've been part of this?
When I first began, we had no trans women, no non-binary women who were coming. We have strong partnerships with two of the organizations who work. You know, one's a shelter that works with women who are living with HIV or AIDS. And, you know, the other is the LGBTQ Center. And we really make it clear that this is a place where they're welcome. You know, if they identify as a woman, they are welcome at Women's Empowerment. One of the appeals that we sent out focused on one of these women, and we got so much really good feedback that people were really pleased to see how our community can be inclusive rather than exclusive.
Mm. You know, we're talking about largely about the women, the adults that are part of your program, but there's also children mm-hmm. as well. What services are offered for them?
So we have a beautiful child development center, and we have a partnership with First Five and Help Me Grow. So we do developmental assessments with the children, because children who are experiencing homelessness are four times more likely, even than children living in poverty but who have a home, to experience developmental delays. And we want to catch that early, because if you can catch it early, you can begin to respond to it, and it won't have the same degree of impact. Mm-hmm. It's so incredulous to me that children start off school behind. So we identify what those developmental milestones are or where their delays are, and then we put together an individualized play plan so that the teachers, the parents, the volunteers who come in and work with the children in the child care know what they really need to focus on with the children so that they can meet those developmental milestones. And if by the end of the 9 weeks they haven't, we do a warm handoff to an organization that really can continue to work with the mother and the child.
Mm. I imagine, you know, when you're talking about what has changed and what has become increasingly difficult after COVID, prior to, like, you know, 2019, you also see that taking shape with the children that you're serving.
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely. So many families, you know, earlier in the program, they were talking about chronic homelessness being anybody who's experienced homelessness for over a year. Well, I can tell you how many people are experiencing homelessness for the first time since COVID. So even though they're considered chronically homeless, they have not been homeless chronically. They have lost their job, and they have not had the resources to get out of homelessness. You know, as you mentioned, there are no shelter beds. There's no room in the domestic violence centers. There's no beds in the treatment centers. Where do they go? What do they do? And so we've really begun to do a lot of street outreach, because it takes a lot of courage to, once you've been out on the streets, to walk into an organization because you've been turned down so many times saying you don't fit, you're not right, go here, go there. So our job is always to screen the women in and make sure our services meet their needs. And Once they graduate, they have services for as long as they need. We provide paid training. We provide certification programs. We provide tuition assistance if they're going back to school. Because we want them to continue. We want that not just that they are no longer homeless, but that their children aren't homeless. We want multi-generational transformation.
And all of this work, these programs and services, it culminates in a celebratory way with this Transformation Gala, which is later this week. It's on Thursday. Tell us about it and how listeners can help if they have the means to.
Absolutely. So our gala is our annual celebration. We have four graduations each year, and we just had one last Friday. But it's really the opportunity to honor and celebrate the success, not only that the women have achieved, but they know they didn't do it alone. They know that there are hundreds of volunteers that have been part of their team and supported them in being successful as teachers, as mentors, as people who work with their children in the Child Development Center, as employer partners, as training partners. And so it's an opportunity for the community to come together and to really celebrate what the transformation that is possible when a community unites. Mm. And 50 graduates are invited each year from the last year's graduates. And we obviously just invite them to come as our guests. And then we hope that the community will sponsor one of the graduates or two of the graduates to come.
With their ticket.
With their ticket. So that this can actually be a fundraiser also.
Wonderful. Well, Lisa, thank you so much. And I know Thursday is going to be a great evening, an emotional one.
But an emotional one.
Good feelings.
And thank you for being our MC.
Happy to do so. Lisa Culp is the Executive Director of Women's Empowerment. The nonprofit has been helping women and their children experiencing homelessness for the past 22 years. This Thursday is their Transformation Gala, and they're looking for people to sponsor tickets. So if that sounds like you, we have more information on our Insight page. And with that, that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.